Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Keep It Light, The Freedom of Priorities in Life, Work, and Love by Joelle Malm. Narrated by Joelle Malm. To Emily and Elise. Chapter 1. Keeping It Light. A traveler is happier the lighter his load. Marcus Felix. I lead outdoor expeditions around the world with an organization I started, Summit Leaders. I've taken teams to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, hike and raft the Grand Canyon, cross the Scottish Highlands, walk trails Jesus most assuredly walked across northern Israel, and hike through the Andes Mountains to the ancient lost city of Machu Picchu. Most of the people who join me on these trips have never done a major hike before, which is what I want. I'm not looking for people who are all wildernessy and willing to chop off their arm with a Swiss Army knife to survive. Those people would be really out of place on my teams. Plus, they'd make me look like a wimp. Because my teams are all first-timers, they're usually really concerned about having the right gear. I get tons of texts and emails asking questions about exactly what they should bring. So before our trips, I give them a packing list and have them watch a video I recorded about how to pack for a hike. I show them exactly what I bring. I want them to feel confident, but not overpack. But most people still bring way too much with them. Some commission-based salesperson at the outdoor store saw them coming and convinced them they needed every gadget in the store or else they would die on the mountain. They show up for the hike loaded down with gear. This is a serious problem. A pack that's too heavy will wear you out and you won't be able to successfully complete the hike. So I set a weight goal for the bags, and the night before we leave for the trail, I'll often weigh them. If a bag is too heavy, I have that hiker start pulling stuff out. This process gets highly emotional in a hurry. People get really sensitive about their stuff. I've seen CEOs of large organizations nearly burst into tears when I have them leave some things behind. Some folks even get angry. One girl who I wouldn't let bring a hairdryer was mad at me for days. As I lighten their loads, I can see the fear in their eyes, but I know they'll get over it. Usually by the second day of the hike, those same people thank me for making them lighten their load. They realize just how hard the hike would have been with all that extra weight on their backs. I'm convinced that nobody intends to overpack. It happens slowly, little by little. We're worried about not having something we may need, so we just take everything. And unintentionally, we end up overloaded and tired, trying to carry a bunch of stuff. And by the way, I'm not talking about packing for a trip anymore. I'm talking about life. Life is like a long hike, and most of us are walking along with a pack that feels way too heavy. We're all doing our best to provide for ourselves and our families. We figure if we can just squeeze in a little more, we'll have everything we need. Like a hiker picking up rocks along the trail, thinking we might need them at some point to throw at a bear or lion, we take on more and more, but eventually we get overloaded. We're weighed down by financial burdens. We're doing all we can to provide for our families and give our kids what we never had growing up, but it seems impossible to get ahead. Just when we think there might be some breathing room, a major expense arises. A car or appliance breaks down, a medical emergency. It feels like we always just need a little more to feel secure and comfortable. We're weighed down by demands on our time. Work deadlines, overtime, kids' sports schedules. We feel like slaves to our schedules with no time to just relax. When there is a moment to relax, we feel guilty, thinking surely we're dropping one of the many balls we're juggling. Sometimes we get so used to being busy that not being busy feels awkward and uncomfortable. We're weighed down by things that consume our energy, important projects, kids' extracurricular events, and the maintenance we have to do just to keep life from falling apart. Add to that all the things that sap our emotional energy, relational conflict, responsibilities, seeking others' approval, managing their expectations and opinions. They all take a toll on our physical and emotional well-being and leave us, well, tired. I heard someone say, "The world is run by tired people." Basically, yes, it is. If we could take an entire day to sleep, most of us would. But anxiety and stress actually keep most of us from sleeping soundly, making us even more tired. Maybe for you, things are under control most of the time,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?